Welcome everyone to day 31 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding the sense of groundedness in your body. Present moment awareness, just noticing how you are this morning. How you are internally, landing yourself in the space, remembering that there's space behind you, there's space above you, there's space to the right and left of you. And continuing and wrapping up our discussion of right effort today, I wanted to take a kind of practical angle on it and actually kind of pick up on the discussion that we're having live in the studio, which was about the Olympics, about the effort that it takes to really be at that level or that skill, the commitment, the generosity of time and effort that it takes for people to be at a certain level, right? That takes a huge amount of effort and focus. And so today, as I was thinking about effort, right effort, I wanted to invite everyone to consider, what's the right effort for you, for your practice? Many of you have been practicing a little more than you usually do in these 40 days together. And we're getting towards the end. We're not there yet. Stay tuned. But I want to invite you to sort of think about how you want to carry this effort forward. Like, what has worked for you? What has been a kind of ground for your practice? What do you want to carry forth after the 40 days? Of course, we will continue to practice once, twice, three times a week together. So there's always that option. But particularly thinking about what kind of effort do you want to make in your own personal practice, whether you're in a group or whether you're doing your practice by yourself. And also, what kind of effort you want to bringing your practice into your life, because that takes a little effort too. So that's your homework for today. So let's practice. So again, taking our seat, finding that sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat. Weight of the body resting. From that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed. Connecting to that tender heart, that sense of connection and care on this Valentine's Day. Sense of love in your life and connection. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, the warmth and friendship of our practice together.